live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of these airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Eddie.
And Mark.
Special guest Eddie Free is here co-hosting with us for the entire evening. And, you know, you took an evening off from hanging out with some of the Keniacs, the Liberty activists up here, and you decided to sit in with us. And, of course, Allie, who's normally on with us on Friday nights, was very gracious to allow you to do that.
That was sweet of her. It's an honor to be here. You guys led me. It helped me to expand my philosophy on liberty in so many ways. So
you've got a great story. I think it's worth telling again. If our longtime listeners have heard it before, I imagine, because I know you've told it on the air, but what's your story about coming to the ideas of freedom?
I started out like a lot of folks. I think you, Ian, at one time would have called yourself a conservative.
Yes, it's true. I would admit it. Would have.
Admit it.
You when I was a teenager once. And I didn't know any better.
When I was in, at one point in my life, I was considering getting the Republican elephant, the red, white, and blue one, tattooed on my shoulder.
Mm. Wow.
I was in the Rush Club when I was in eighth grade, which means the Rush Limbaugh listening club. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Rush is a great broadcaster, no doubt.
He's an entertainer, absolutely.
What happened to time behind my back and God, he's on loan and stuff.
Yeah. He's got it. He's full.
Where's my Oxycontin?
Right.
Hey, he's a poster child for responsible drug use. That guy did a radio show while high on Vicodins or whatever
for
years.
That's a great point.
It's going to be worth something.
No, he never really took true responsibility for himself.
No, I don't think so.
So, anyway, continuing your story.
Well, yeah, you know, when I was younger, I was your typical conservative Republican, pro-Constitution and anti-illegal immigrant kind of guy. I was a member of an organization called Border Watch, and we would go to day labor sites, and we'd stick our American flags in the ground there and have our signs, and amnesty's illegal, you're breaking the law. We'd have our cameras out, and we would videotape people coming in to hire these immigrants for work, and we'd bust out the cameras and scare them off, and we'd pick fights with these immigrants, and I was in a horrible place. I was like,
and how old were you?
I was in my early 20s at the time, and I was just in a place where I was very angry. I was an angry activist. And
well, you'd been told things, right? Like, I mean, those them illegals are taking our jobs,
taking their germs.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you believed it,
and I did, and I did. And
it could be easy to be angry if that's something that you believe, right?
Why? And I could actually see this brown person, and I could actually, it was a tangible thing that I could actually hate, that I could be angry about, that I could take my anger out on.
It's justified.
You know, the state, it's a very abstract idea. It doesn't exist, but I could see this brown person, and he's stealing jobs, and he's committing crime at a higher rate, and he's on welfare. So I took out a lot of anger on them, which I'm ashamed of. I had YouTube videos up of picking fights with them, and you know, hopefully they're all gone. It'd be a complete embarrassment.
Of those videos you
made? Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yes. So, that's how it was, though. That's how I was at that time at a younger age. And I just saw everything through that, through Republican and Democrat.
Now, how old are you now?
I'm 38 now.
38 now.
Yeah.
So,
it's been quite a journey.
So what changed for you? When did things start to change?
Well, I started kind of waking up to the lie between Republicans and Democrats during Clinton's administration when Chinagate came about. We had found out that there were illegal campaign contributions being funneled from communist China to the DNC. And so Chinagate was an investigation that was done either by Congress or Senate. And they tracked the money, the illegal campaign contributions. Well, it even traced it to Trent Lott and the Republicans. And
so they were getting both
sides. At that point, Chinagate was brushed under the rug and Monica Lewinsky's story was thrown out in front of everyone, and it was just about then it all switched to oral sex,
right?
Rather than
which is compelling news.
Rather than illegal campaign contributions going to the DNC in exchange for missile guiding capability from the United States government, from Loral Space Corporation, Silicon Graphics, Boeing, the exchange of sensitive military technology was that exchange was facilitated through Clinton and Gore's administration as a payback for the illegal campaign contributions from China.
Nice.
So when I saw that, and I saw that the Republicans were just as in bed as the Democrats with the Chinese and what I felt was treasonous.
The enemy.
It shattered my ideas about republicanism and what.
Well, because Republicans for a long time have been touting that China's going to invade. They're the next great enemy. And they're still touting that today, even though there's absolutely no evidence for that.
Not mostly
theory.
The politicians. That's mostly just sort of the individuals. You know, there's a big nation that's growing in an economy. And, you know, there's plenty of jingoists out there that believe that's a danger to us.
Okay. So, but you hear it on talk radio and you hear it in, you know, Republican talking circles or whatever that, you know, China's the next great enemy, et cetera. And, of course, there's no evidence whatsoever for it. So to come to the realization that these same Republicans who might be saying one thing about China were actually doing a deal with them behind the scenes was a shock to you, huh?
Right. And coming back to the illegal immigration issue too, these same Republicans are hiring these illegal aliens to take care of their kids during the day while they're robbing the rest of Americans on Capitol Hill.
Mm.
It is just all the hypocrisy, you know. And you guys, I the first time I'd heard you guys, I was like, well, okay, I understand a lot for a lot of what these guys are talking about, but I can't get
crazy.
I can't get behind their ideas about this open border.
So I put
Free Talk Live away for easy 2 years. I put you guys away and didn't come back to you, and so I found myself in D.C. and popped you guys on. And after, I'd say, easily 6 to 8 months listening, especially to the Saturday night shows, listening to you guys deconstruct the arguments that I held, listening to other callers and their arguments that I had held, and listening to you guys deconstruct it. And, you know, and Mark, I'd called in about this once before, and Mark had made the analogy. He said, you know, you hang around the vortex for so long, the ideas of liberty are going to suck you right in.
Yeah.
And it's opened up a whole new world for me. My philosophy on liberty has just expanded to the point of just no return. I can't go back.
I always wonder
to where
how people
I was.
Can.
It takes an inquiring mind, though. People will say, oh, Free Talk Live did this and Free Talk Live did that. And, you know, the fact is these ideas were around a lot longer than Ian and I, you know, putting together a radio show. And we just happened to have assimilated them over time, and we spit them back out and people get them. But it takes an inquiring mind. It takes the kind of person that's willing to listen to the truth to try on new ideas. It's not like, you know, Ian or I have had these ideas all our lives, so, you know, everybody's gone through different periods of growth, and that's okay. It's the willingness to listen, just to listen. You don't even have to think that something's right if you're listening. Just listen, and then, you know, at some point, logic and consistency will win out. And, you know, for me, the idea of this whole open border thing, I wasn't on board with that initially. I don't think even Ian was.
It was one of my earlier issues that I remember years ago taking the world's smallest political quiz, which is something the Advocates for Self-Government put together to help people identify what their political inclinations are. And it really, it's a great quiz because it helps people kind of expand their notion of maybe taking the idea of left-right and expanding that to include liberty and include the idea of a total authoritarian, for instance. It's a great little tool. And the original version of the quiz had a question about immigration on it. They've actually removed that now from the current version, I guess because it was too controversial for people. But I remember looking at that and having scored myself on this quiz and gotten like 190, and the 10 points I was missing was this immigration issue, I think I maybe answered maybe on it instead of no, but I felt like that was an area where I didn't really understand, and I needed to learn more about it, because clearly I had to be for open borders if I believed in liberty. I just had to understand why and get into the details. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And it is the live Veterans Day edition of this program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Eddie.
And Mark.
head on over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with the various different features we have there. You actually control the content of the site. The different items that you see there on the front page were created by listeners just like you. You, if you find something online that you think's interesting, you can post it over at freetalklive.com. Other listeners can vote on whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So do head on over there and get interactive. 855-450-FREE is the number. There's actually a story here that I had mentioned a few days back. We never got to it. I think it's worth bringing up here. It's yet another story of the police being caught on camera doing something and getting upset at the camera person, and in fact taking out their violent tendencies on that person in this particular case. The AP reports, a Boston man has filed a federal lawsuit against the city and four police officers alleging he was beaten after he used his cell phone to record the officers' actions as they were arresting his friend.
Maury? Yeah, I've seen this story. These things happen so often. I am inclined to believe any accusation that a police officer acted inappropriately after finding out that they are being video recorded. All you have to do is go look at Photography Is Not a Crime. I believe it's pixic.com.
But yeah, XIQ.
You know, use some search engine. Look for Photography Is Not a Crime. And look at the story after this. I mean, the dozens after dozens after dozens of stories of this happening.
Well, this is why it's so important for us to be able to live stream.
Yeah.
My number one tool as an activist, I tell everyone, it's this. It's my phone, and it's the fact that I'm able to live stream, not just record. And I always make it a point when I'm dealing with the police that I'm not recording you. I am live streaming you.
Yep.
So you can destroy this
you're
phone.
Right.
You can beat me up, but you're already uploaded, buddy.
Yep. You are being streamed live to the Internet right now.
I completely agree that's the best thing to say, and I think that even if it's not true, it's still a good thing to say, although if you want to cover your bases, you could always say you may be being live-streamed right now. I don't know if it... I mean, in some places it's illegal to lie to the cops, I guess, but I don't think in a lot of places...
It may very well be something to do in the instance of a crime. Like, people often say, well, what do I do if I see two people fighting, or a man beating a woman, or whatever this instance is, and you think, should I jump into this? But you know that you don't always know the backstory on every instance. Maybe this guy who's getting beaten up was actually, the guy was trying to get his wallet back from him. You never know what the story is. And putting a camera on the situation and streaming it live can really
straighten people up.
Yeah, it really does. It'll straighten people right up, and you don't have to get involved. No broken noses right away.
That doesn't mean you won't get involved. I mean, if you're recording, they could turn on you.
They could very well, and then the evidence for whatever criminal case is right there.
But if you were going to jump into the fight, then you're guaranteed
right.
to.
And then your word is just the same as anybody else's. Yeah. So I mean, this bolsters your case.
Maury Polino said in the suit filed in U.S. District Court that one officer punched, kneed, and doused his face with pepper spray while the other officers stood by and did nothing to stop it.
Yep.
They probably all laughed about it later, too. Paulino, and by the way, I say that not based on pure speculation, but the fact that we've seen these cops play back. There have been videos of the cops having meetings after, say, like a protest of some sort where they crack down on the protesters. I think it was the Miami police squad. Remember the lady in the red dress from a long time ago?
They joke about it.
Yeah,
shot in the head. A lawyer, just a regular lawyer lady, shot in the head with a rubber bullet. And then, the video coming back and the cops yapping
laughing
it up over
it.
And I'm not going to claim that every police officer feels good about these things, but I am going to claim that there does seem to be, just sort of in the general consensus of police departments
there's
out there,
there's a culture of this.
A culture of, believing that they are superior to us, that violence is, it's okay to beat up innocent people.
Well, what was the old T-shirt from the police union? I think it was either the DNC or the RNC a few years ago. The police union printed up a T-shirt that said, we get up early to beat the crowds. It had this leering kind of this caricature of a police officer
with
on
a stick in its hand.
With a bludgeon in its hand.
And
nothing's changed. I saw a cartoon picture from the 1930s, and it was to the same effect.
Really?
That a police officer had his baton and he was hitting it and making a joke that, hey, there's a protest today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another one was recently, it was from a police union that dealt with police officers in schools. It says, you breed them, we lock them up, or something like that. I mean, it was just...
It's just hilarious. Right. It's just, you know, funny. Just, human tragedy is hilarious to these people.
Yeah.
So, Paulino, 19 at the time of the November 2009 arrest, said in the suit he sought treatment at a hospital for injuries, including abrasions on his neck, bleeding from his mouth, nose, and lips, and a laceration on his scalp. Paulino originally went to the city police station in Roxbury to bail out a friend, according to his lawyers. The friend acted belligerently as he was being released and exchanged heated words with one officer. Paulino started recording when officers allegedly started mistreating the friend outside the station. He was charged with violating state wiretapping laws and was also charged with resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and assault and battery on a police officer. All because he dared to pull out his video camera and show these officers for what they were doing.
So did they get the video, actually, of this? I mean, because a couple of things that can happen in this instance. The police officers will forget about the video. They won't do anything about it, and you can get it back in your property after getting out of the hospital or jail or whatever and put it up on the Internet. The police officers may delete it, and you can use these undelete programs, and you may be able to get the video off that way. Mm-hmm. Or the live stream options with QIK.com, and there's a couple of other programs that you can get on the Internet. I use QIK, Quick or Kick. I'm not 100% sure what the name of the company is, but I do have the video. And, of course, that then streams directly to the Internet, and there's nothing in God's green earth that they can do at that point. They can attempt to get it taken down, but you know, the Internet tends to propagate itself, and then there's no stopping it.
Paulino started recording at the time that the mistreatment happened. His lawyer said he didn't interfere with the police while recording, nor did he curse, threaten, or act aggressively. The suit said a federal appeals court has ruled that it's legal to record police who are performing their official duties in public. But one of the problems with this crap can so-called justice system that we have is that even though the First Circuit Court of Appeals in the Glick decision made it real clear that this sort of thing is legal, it doesn't stop them from charging someone with wiretapping.
No, we saw our friend Bo, in fact, after a demo, and Pete from CopBlock.org had taken their case to trial, mm-hmm, and won. The Glick case came through, and then even after that passed, or that opinion, the Glick case, Bo was still arrested, I believe, for the same thing, wiretapping.
No, I think you got enough of your facts a little bit backwards. If I'm recalling correctly, Bo was already charged with wiretapping, and they ended up dropping his charge after the Glick case.
Thank you.
But that doesn't mean that, you know, like this points out here, Glick doesn't stop them from continuing.
Right.
Just because they have this Glick case doesn't mean they're going to just throw up their hands on every count and say, well, we're just not going to go after this guy anymore.
Sure.
They're going to go after him.
They should be sued each time.
Well, in the criminal cases, they lose nothing. The police department loses nothing. It's the taxpayers' money that gets spent on this stuff. So if they do something, you know, oh, we've charged him wrong, sorry about those hundreds of thousands of dollars wasted of taxpayer money and this person's time and God knows what went wrong in their life by being locked up.
Well, I believe this guy is suing. He does have lawyers on board here.
Good
and
for him.
The suit said a federal appeals. Yeah, so there is a suit involved here. And apparently they did drop the wiretapping charge. And this gentleman was acquitted of all other charges at trial. So he won, but how much time was wasted?
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the break pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves and dial in toll-free to bring up what you want here on this live Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you are a veteran and you would like to share your experience in the military, a retrospective, your thoughts about your involvement in a gang of people that does as they're told by their political masters. Many people in the military are very they're sorry for what they've done. And as are a number of law enforcement officers who realize that they've done wrong, too, perhaps in the enforcement of the war on drugs. Of course, we know that a lot of people from the military end up becoming law enforcement officers, and maybe those are the ones that aren't sorry, because not everybody in the military is sorry for what they've done. Some of them are proud of it, and they're proud of taking innocent life.
They enjoy the power trip.
And it's sick. And there's a little bit more.
Sorry, isn't that kind of a strong word for the, you know, I mean, I was thinking about starting, joining the military, and, you know, I'm not really sorry for having thought about it or considered it. I just consider myself to have moved beyond those.
Well, you didn't join the military and kill innocent people. That's what some of them are sorry about, doing what's wrong.
Why are these men killing themselves in such a high number? More of them have been killed from suicide. What's happening over there?
Right.
What are they doing that's making them kill themselves? Where do you have to be to get to that point? What horrors have you seen or committed to put you to that point?
Well, you can look at you can look at some of the news reports, the news accounts that have come out over the years, and kind of extrapolate from that. There was the story when I was in jail. One of the news stories that I read was about how a particular team of killers ended up raiding this residence at one point and shooting 5-year-old and killing a 70-year-old woman. And also there was a story about them raping a 14-year-old girl as well. So, I mean, there's all kinds of horrible things.
Anytime you have a group of people in an area, you're going to get crime. And I'm not going to dismiss it. But at the same time,
well, especially ones that are completely immune from prosecution.
It's something that people that support war need to take into consideration. You need to consider it. Are you tired of the recriminating looks that you might get when, say, I don't know, smoking a cigarette around your kid or in a car, or people might say things about you smoking somewhere? I saw while I was on the cruise ship, some lady was complaining about the cigar bar. She was sitting next to the cigar bar and complaining about the cigar bar.
It's tough to be a smoker. It's tough.
It is. Well, there's a way to make it a little easier. The e-cigarette. The e-cigarette doesn't have any, you don't have to worry about secondhand smoke because it doesn't smoke. It's a vaporizer. If there's any odor at all, it is the faintest of odors. And they come all kinds of flavors, like cherry, vanilla, strawberry, cloves. There's some cigarette smells. And people aren't going to complain about the odor of these things because, well, they smell like cherries.
You can't even smell them if you're 6 feet away from somebody.
You sure can't. I mean, it's not like a cigarette where you can smell,
if somebody finishes a cigarette and walks into the room, that they've been smoking.
Or if they smoked in the house in the last 48 hours,
Yeah.
But you can switch to the e-cigarette. You'll save probably $120 a month or so. It feels like smoking. It tastes like smoking, and it's about 22,000 times healthier for you. Vaporsmiths.com has one of the very best vaporizers made on the market today, and they will give you one for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that contain the nicotine. You screw them onto the vaporizer. Enjoy your vaporizing pleasure, and you'll get free shipping. All you have to do is use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and your life's going to change because of this thing. No more standing out in the snow, smoking, going outside, those kind of
You don't
things.
Have to leave the bar.
Yeah, you don't have to. You can sit right there and do it.
Yep.
You can vaporize just about anywhere. It's vaporsmiths.com. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to Leo in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eddie Free, and Mark.
Hey, Leo. I was in Gulf War I. Thanks for taking my call. Good show. I was in Gulf War I, and at the time, I really believed in the cause that we were there for. I believed it was American Petroleum, American technology. I believed, they told us bold-faced lies. They said that the Iraqis were taking Kuwaiti women and children out into the streets and shooting them in the back of the head, execution style, by the tens of thousands.
Yeah.
That's what we were told by our own government that the Iraqis were doing. And it never happened, but it did incite our murderous rage. And,
this kind of happened with the Iraq War too. You're talking the Kufi and Annan or whatever, the sons of Saddam Hussein, were supposed to have these rape rooms and all these things. And this may very well have happened. I have no idea. But the pictures have never surfaced. Where's the picture of the rape room? I want to see the chains hanging from the wall. They talked about the terrorist training camps with not mock-ups of planes and stuff like that. Never have we seen the terrorist training camps that Saddam Hussein had either.
Well, no, and we don't. I have since learned a great deal about Saddam Hussein, about the fact of the Iran-Iraq war, how he was our ally.
No, sure.
About Iranian history, about the state of affairs in Iraq before we went over there. It's just, all wars. I mean, look at the Vietnam War. One of the biggest war hawks for the Vietnam War was Henry Kissinger.
Right.
And he now is 51% shareholder in one of the largest copper mines in the world in North Vietnam. I mean, look at the 9 billion barrels of oil. And today, when I was over there, I remember getting a report of a little girl with hot, who had died, and hot shrapnel had pierced her back.
Oh.
And I actually wrote, tears came to my eyes when I was in the desert, And I saw these people. I gave, and there was a woman that spoke English. She had been middle class, and she lost everything. And you know, I later thought about that. You know, I looked into their eyes, and their eyes were burning with, you know, and I was feeding these people, and yet, you know, here we had been bombing their cities, and I thought we were disposing of a tyrant, you know, and we have created so much more distress and so much more instability, and so many gang rule has come about in that country, and they're so much more unstable, and the atmosphere against the U.S. is so poisoned now that it's going to be next to impossible to remedy that. Yeah. And they want to, Iraq right now wants to take away that the immunity that U.S. soldiers have had before in the past. Which is why they're leaving. And you know what? I do believe that this generation, this Iraqi war, there's a greater number of soldiers. Now I know some active duty soldiers right now, and they truly are good people. But a lot of them have the mentality, hey, we're on a sinking ship. But you know, from the other reports that I've read, you know, I believe that the mentality of the soldier today is less. I mean, back then it was really about Geneva Convention and treating POWs justly. I mean, it was, you know, if you're going to be captured in a war, you want to be captured by American forces because they're going to treat you justly. I don't think that's the sense anymore of, you know, I still think that there are a bunch of guys with a sense of justice in the military, but I also think there's a more, you know, I think there's also a more criminal element, a greater criminal element among enlisted soldiers that didn't exist before, a more corrupt. You know,
let me speculate on that, if I might. You know, when you're talking about the Desert Shield situation in the early 90s, there weren't a lot of catastrophes that happened for the American side, so they could afford to be generous. You know, okay, there's just some guys out in the desert, that kind of thing. But when you're talking about 4,000 dead, there's a lot of American soldiers who have seen friends of theirs be killed, and then they want to go out and they want to avenge that death in whatever way they can do it, and it's generally not a just way. So yeah. I think that's how
Fallujah.
It happens. Yeah.
Interesting observations, Leo.
Yeah, my taste, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the fact that the ground war only lasted, you know, 4 days, and that we were on alert for 4 months, and that we didn't see what. Because I'm glad that I didn't see, you know, I'm glad that I didn't see any of my friends. You know,
we're glad you made it out all right, Leo. Thanks for the call and the thoughts, the observations tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You're welcome to share yours with us. It's a live Veterans Day edition of Free Talk Live. One segment remains. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go and shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazons around the world there. Click in the appropriate Amazon for you and get the stuff you're looking for. Get it delivered to your door, get great prices, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their items, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase. If you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com.
The holidays are just around the corner. This season, consider the greatest gift you can give your family and friends: peace of mind. Daily, we talk about destabilizing events around the world, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters. Get prepared. Protect your family. Don't delay. For my preparation, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. Ian, you just had this stroganoff yesterday, right?
Yep, I had some more tonight, too.
They're packaged for freshness and individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOOD-WISE today to request a free entree sample. For a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off of any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com. Call 855-FOOD-WISE, promo code FTL for a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Peace of mind is included. The greatest gift you can give your loved ones is WiseFoodStorage.com, and I think it's really, you know, great. Just get the free sample. Try the free sample. It is worth it.
How can you go wrong with that?
Right. I mean, what's the big deal?
1-855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-FREE. Eddie Fries here with us, joining us from Washington, D.C., the belly of the beast here visiting New Hampshire. Now, you are a member of the Free State Project, is that right, Eddie?
I am.
All right.
In fact, I signed onto the Shire Society
document just a few nights ago.
Oh, excellent. Over at ShireSociety.com. Now, of course, not everybody who joins the Free State Project joins the Shire Society. They're certainly two separate things. But so you're going to make the move. You're going to be leaving Washington, D.C. sometime next spring to move up here to New Hampshire. Why? What was it that, you know, about the Free State Project that really attracted you?
I'm tired of beating my head against the wall. The way that the states are they're populated to a point to where I can't make an impact on my own. I could go back to Texas and I could go to the Capitol and I could go and dance there and possibly get arrested.
You did get arrested in Washington, D.C. for the Jefferson Dance Party. People that haven't seen that could go to jeffersondanceparty.info to learn more about that.
Yeah, so I'm really into action and doing things. I got tired of meetings. I hate meetings. Mm. I do not go to meetings anymore. And I'm more about action, Ian. As an activist, we're going to find ourselves in the courtroom more and more often. And so I want to be somewhere where I can be with like-minded individuals, people that believe in the ideas of liberty, if not exact the same as me, similar.
But I've heard those people are in Washington, D.C. Why not just stay with them?
Yeah, well, it's too much to try to turn people. I've tried to talk, and I've talked to people about the ideas of volunteerism and activism and the ideas of liberty. But the way that when I found out about the Free State Project and just the idea of the fact that the population here is, what, 1.2 million, maybe 1.4,
I think, in New Hampshire, yeah, across the whole state.
New Hampshire has the highest representation.
Over 400 so-called citizen legislators in the House of Representatives here.
Right. Also, the existing laws here, I mean, there's no seatbelt law. There's no helmet law. I don't think I have to have insurance to drive on the roads here. I don't think
it's true. A good idea to have it, but you don't have to.
Right. And New Hampshire doesn't accept federal highway funds. Is that correct?
I think they...
Oh, I'll bet they scramble for them if they can get them. Absolutely. They don't... They didn't take whatever the... They so far have not taken whatever amount they've been offered, the ransom they've been offered for the freedom of their citizens to... adult citizens not to wear seatbelts, but that's probably what you're getting confused on.
Well,
no income tax, no sales tax. Those are important aspects.
Right, and no state sales tax.
What's the sales tax in D.C.?
I wouldn't even know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
You go and buy something that's a dollar.
For about 2 years. There's a bag tax now in D.C., which is 5 cents. So for every bag that you take home from the grocery store, there's an extra 5 cents tagged onto that.
Hmm.
I wanted to be with like-minded individuals, and I feel like I can make a difference here. I feel like I could get involved. I want a stateless society. I'd love to see hundreds of private defense agencies all competing on a free market. I don't want to pay for police that are unaccountable. I don't want to pay for a military. I see the Free State Project of a way of me reaching that eventually by working within the system and voting at the state and county level to get other like-minded friends of liberty to get them in and start peeling away the layers of government. And once I found out about the Free State, I was excited about it. It's the best idea I've ever heard. To instead of trying to change the minds of people that have been indoctrinated through the public system, instead of trying to bang your head against the wall and trying to bring them to our ideas of liberty, which is still important, but
that has to be done. I mean, in order for us to achieve liberty in our lifetime, people's minds do have to change. They do have to embrace the ideas of consensual human interaction. For the most part, most people do embrace these things on a day-to-day basis. They engage on a voluntary basis and a consensual basis with most of the people in their lives. It's just that the disconnect comes when they think about government and they feel like government's necessary. There was one of your videos. You've actually been helping Adam Kokesh with his YouTube channel recently, YouTube/Adam Kokesh, if I'm not mistaken, all one word. And you were showing me some of those videos early today. And one of the people that you were interviewing was basically defending government on the basis that, well, it's always been that way. Well, we've always had government,
wasn't that the argument for slavery?
It sure was. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't that Argumentum ad antiquatum?
Antiquatum, or something like that. Sure.
The argument that is, well, because it has always been there, therefore it must always be there, and therefore it's, you know, it's always been there, so it's a good idea. And we're rejecting that. And in order for other people to come on board and feel comfortable rejecting that, they have to feel like they're not crazy. And when you're all alone and you're the one lone wolf in the wilderness shouting out about freedom, you look crazy.
It's very discouraging. I feel it every day at work. I'll see a story that just, I just have to say something. And, I'm the lone wolf crazy guy at the office, mm-hmm. Let me tell you. Every time I leave Keene, every time I leave the Shire and I go back home, there really is a little bit of depression that sets in knowing that I have to go back to this status society and be this guy that's the crazy one that I can't really connect with.
Right, you're crazy. Because you want people to be free to live their lives how they want, so long as they don't hurt anybody else.
I believe in some kind of a solid money system, you know, whether it's gold or whatever commodity.
Nut.
Right. I believe that the if we do have to have troops, that they should actually be defending rather than being on the offensive, which actually makes us less safe. So
you get those people together who believe as we do in the same place, and all of a sudden you're no longer the lone nut. You're in a group of nuts, and eventually the group of nuts gets larger to the point where
we can take over their system. I don't like to say the word take over.
Yeah,
use the system to bring about the change that we want.
Well, right, you'll never get to take over anything without changing people's minds first.
Right. Well,
but you can't influence people unless you actually have popularity. And there are a lot of people who just go along to get along, and once the ideas of liberty become, you know, penetrated enough into the popular culture, then people will just be on our side just because
it costs nothing to
we're big. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, to some extent, if you're talking about taking over a system, it's not an inaccurate statement. It's not. But if the system is being used to commit crimes, and if you can take over the system in order to prevent crimes from being had, well, then I'm for that.
Absolutely right. So, of course, here the number is 855-450-FREE, and we're pretty excited about what we're doing here. And military veterans are on board. We've got, you're a veteran, Eddie Free, and we have a number of other Free Staters that are veterans. And of course, people from all walks of life are welcome in this movement, even folks that aren't from around these parts, people from around the world, because people everywhere are fed up with governments. People everywhere are fed up with the monopoly on violence that is the state.
It was great. Porkfest. I met a guy from New Zealand. I met a guy from Portugal. So, yeah, the ideas of liberty is
universal.
It's universal.
So right. We're out of time for tonight. But we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us then on our live Saturday edition of the program, because we do this thing 7 nights a week. Thanks, Eddie Free, for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, Mark.
See you tomorrow. Bye. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.